I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
You've got authority beyond your wildest dream. When God created you, he created you to let the enemy know, I run this for my Father until Jesus comes and restores all things.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled TBN broadcast to bring you a special announcement. Dominion has come to your house. This is a moment that's going to change everything. Ever felt like something just keeps beating you up? Situations, circumstances, addictions, habits. I want you to know the first thing God declared to Adam was that he was to have dominion over every single thing on the earth. And it's one of the things that the enemy doesn't want you to get a revelation of, and that's dominion. I'm excited. And this is not church as usual. This is church unusual. I'm so glad you tuned into John Gray's World, because it's about to be an earth-shaking moment. I got goodness and mercy following me. And if the devil wants to try it, I got the sword of the Spirit. He don't want to play with me today. This message series is going to change everything. I want you to lean in, press that DVR button, call everybody you know, because we're starting a new series right now, Dominion, walking in your God-given birthright, right here on TBN. It's John Gray's World. Boom.
Let's be honest, life just is not easy. There are a lot of things in our lives that we would love to improve upon. I would love to improve. There are places in my relationship with my wife I want to improve. I want to be a better listener. I want to be a better communicator. I want to be a better father. I'm learning because, you know, Lisa, you said God's on night watch. Well, I need him to be on night watch at my house right now, because my daughter thinks that nighttime is daytime, and she wants to play at 3:08 in the morning, and Jesus ain't even woke. I mean, he's asleep on a pillow in the boat, and my daughter just up, and I need Jesus to come rock her to sleep, because I'm tired. I love her. But all of the issues that we carry, all of the things that we have to struggle through, the brokenness of our humanity can find its genesis in Genesis. And I want you to go with me, because what I saw in Miami is something that I want all of us to strive to attain to in the chosen area that God has for our lives. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." What I want to talk about tonight for a few minutes is simply dominion. Dominion. So for those who don't know me, do not be alarmed, because I'm going to be loud in about 12 minutes from right now. So do not be frightened. But I'm trying to get into a Wednesday flow, which is more application and teaching. So I want you to take a couple notes, because it's important that we start actualizing some of the teaching that we're getting. If you don't apply it, if you don't find ways to exercise it, you're never going to grow. And I believe it does God a disservice if we only come and dine, but we don't exercise what we've been feeding on. At some point, we're going to need to mature. At some point, we're going to need to grow up. At some point, all of this word needs to have some manifestation in the character of your life or in the fruit of your living. Something needs to change in your marriage, in your family. It's really, really not possible to be in the presence of God on a continuous basis and something internally not change. So really what I want to challenge you with tonight is to hear me from the heart of God's original intent when he created you. Because many of us miss this principle, and many of us live beneath the privilege of our creation because we don't understand what God intended for us from the very beginning. This Genesis 1:26 is not just about the creation of man. It's also about the designation of man's purpose in the earth. God creates the world. He creates the heavens and the earth. You know the story. He sees everything. It's good. Everything he makes is good. That's good. I like that. That's good. That's good. That's good. Then he says, well, I made everything. It's all set. Now I'm going to need somebody to run it. I know, because I've already got heaven. I got heaven on lockdown. I got this. So let me create a smaller version of myself to handle the earth the way I handle heaven. So he says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. An image is a snapshot. You take an image with your phone. It's a picture. But a likeness is a 3D representation. So God grabs some dirt, molds it, breathes into it, and we became a living being. And we are Adam, or red man, ruddy man, the man from the clay. God's original intent for man was to have dominion. Say dominion. Many of us do not realize many of the struggles in our life come from the fact that we have relinquished dominion to the enemy in key areas of our life. We live in a constant state of depression and defeat and not enough and lack. And I guess this is my lot in life. I guess this is as good as our marriage is going to be. I guess this is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. I'll always have this pain. I'll always have this sickness. This condition will always be there. Well, that runs in my family. But that was not God's intent from the beginning. From the beginning of creation, God commanded Adam, have dominion, rule it, subdue it. The word dominion, to dominate, the Hebrew word means to tread upon. That means when you walk on it, it belongs to you. And if it doesn't want to act right, step on it. I'm going somewhere if you'll stay with me. The first thing you need to write down, if you're taking notes, is I was created for dominion. Dominion is not pride. Some people think, oh, so now you're supposed to run things. You in pride. No, I'm not in pride. It's not pride to say about me what God said about me. God said, I'm allowed to have dominion. In fact, not allowed, I'm commanded to walk in dominion. But many of us relinquish dominion to the issues of our life. We relinquish dominion to our bills, and now our bills have power over our emotions. We relinquish dominion to people in our family who have spoken opposite of what we know God has said about us. And so we relinquish dominion to our dreams to people who didn't create us. We look at areas of our life. If you look at your life right now, Pastor Joel wrote a book, Your Best Life Now. Don't answer. It's a rhetorical question, but I want to ask you, are you living it yet? I said, don't answer. She was like, yes. Amen. Think about your life. Where are the areas where you know you could step it up a notch? Where are the areas where you really feel like there's opportunity for breakthrough, opportunity for growth, opportunity for development, opportunity to strengthen the weak areas of your life? Life is not just about sliding through and gliding past. Let's live the overcoming abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10. He already said what the devil came to do, steal, kill, and destroy. Then he gave what he came for. I came that you would have life and life more abundantly. That's two different types of life. Study it. He's talking about eternal life first, and then he's talking about the quality of the life that you're currently living as well. He said, I came to give you eternal life, and then I want you to walk in faith. Favor and dominion and authority in the life that you're living right now. Somebody just say it out loud. Dominion. You don't hear a lot about it because it's not necessarily a popular thing to teach on. And I'm going to go and speak what the Lord has given to me to speak because I believe it's necessary for the people of God in this season. We need to understand who we are. We need to know what we carry. We need to understand our power. Because the moment you recognize who you are and what you carry, everything in your life changes. Dominion is a right of the people of God. It's not a privilege. It's not something you have to strive for. It's something you're born with. You were created with dominion in mind. That's why we like to win. That's why we like to be first. Think about it. In a group picture, who's the first person you look for? You. And if you don't look good, the whole picture's terrible. That's a terrible photo. Delete that. There's nothing wrong. I said the whole thing is a mess. You took dominion over a whole photo because your portion wasn't to your liking. How many of us want to throw our whole life away because one portion isn't to our liking? When God is trying to establish dominion across multiple facets of your life, God says, if you'll just give me the time to develop the negatives. I'm getting ready to tune up. Get your tambourine, mother. Hurry up, mother, get your tambourine. I know you got one, hurry up, you're moving too slow. Shake it, shake it. You know it's got to be one black church mother in here with a tambourine. You know Lakewood is in the house when mother got a tambourine. It's off the hook tonight. Pastor Craig got on leather pants and got on a velvet jacket. It's a party in here tonight. I don't know what's going on. Somebody say dominion. God said, I want my representative to walk in so much authority that everything that they speak comes to pass. My pastor said at the beginning of this year that the shift has occurred. That means no more maybes. It's a yes now. For every promise of God is yes, and in him, amen, through Christ Jesus. If I'm in line with the word of God and the will of God, then whatever I speak has to come to pass. And if it ain't moving in the direction that my words are speaking, I'm gonna keep speaking until that thing changes. Because my words have creative power. My confession has creative authority. And since God spoke and light showed up, then I'm gonna keep speaking until the light shows up in the dark areas of my life. I need somebody to give God a praise right there for about 4 seconds. Praise break. 4, 3, 2, 1. Genesis 2:8. Run quickly because I want to make sure that I redeem the time. This is so important. The Bible says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. So I just want to get this right. God created the whole heavens and the earth. Then he creates the man. Tells him to have dominion. Then he plants a garden. You need to write this down. My life is a garden. I said write it down, but you confessed it too. That's good. Get it out your mouth. That's right. My life is a garden. The Bible says the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. The word eastward, normally you think it's in the direction of the east, but that's not what that word means. The word eastward in Hebrew means beforehand, or aforetime, or aforementioned, which means God prophetically planted a garden with Adam in mind. Which means while he was creating the whole earth, he already had Adam in his mind, but before he created him, he created a place for him to have dominion over. And once he created it to the perfect specifications of heaven, he then put Adam in the middle of it. Say, I'm in the middle of it. You need to understand, just like Pastor was saying right during the offering, that Literally everything connected to your life, God had already planned it out. He's planted a garden eastward in Eden with your name on it. You've got a patch of land in the kingdom that only you can till. It's the place that was positioned for you. It's the place of maximum growth and development. And your Eden is the place that people are going to start coming and trying to eat from. Your Eden is going to be eaten for some folk. They're going to be feeding off your Eden. I'm going to say it again. People are about to start feeding on your Eden. You are about to begin to produce fruit at a supernaturally fast level. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the days of acceleration are at hand. The days of sooner than right now and quicker than at once. And how in the world did that happen so fast? And how did I get a phone call back that quick? And that didn't make any sense. And how did I get a yes on that? And they answered my email in 10 minutes. And I can't believe this is that season when you get into the place of dominion and authority, the original intent of God. What you plant will grow immediately. See, people are saying, but there are seasons. You got to have the rainy season. You should read the original intent. It hadn't even rained yet. But everything in the garden grew because God's presence was there. I mean, boy, you about to run through this church. Do you understand? Even though there's drought in the world, it's raining in your life because of who's reigning over your life. Since the Lord reigns in your life, it's about to rain in your life. Take about 16 seconds and catch that. R-E-I-G-N, he reigns. That's why it's about to rain. So let other companies fold. Let other people struggle. You need to be the contrast. It's time for you to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. You don't respond to the temperature in the land. You set the temperature in the land. I'm talking to some dominion-minded people in here. When you walk in, things change. When you go to HEB and start singing Jesus Loves Me, the devil has to back up because you took dominion in the grocery store. About 12 seconds right there. Uninterrupted praise. Praise break. Praise break at your house. Right there at the kitchen table. Praise him. Praise him. If you're driving and listening, one hand on the wheel, other hand out the window, praise him. Praise him if you're listening to it by CD or podcast. Praise him. I need you to understand that praise establishes dominion. I don't just clap to impress you. I don't just shout to impress you. I'm letting God know I know what my original purpose was, and that's to give you glory. When I worship, that establishes dominion. It says the Lord planted the garden. Somebody say it. The Lord did it. Stop apologizing for your Eden. The Lord did it. Stop apologizing for all of the bounty that God has placed in your life. The Lord did it. It was the Lord's choosing. He gave you those gifts. He gave you those talents. He gave you that beauty. He gave you that sense of humor. He gave you all of the things that you have. Stop shrinking back and hiding and being afraid, and they're gonna think I'm trying too hard. Who cares what they think? They don't have anything to give you anyway, so you might as well be great. You might as well walk around your garden. You might as well walk in dominion in the place of authority that God has planted you in. Stay faithful in your Eden, and people will keep feeding. It says the Lord planted a garden, which means everything Adam needed was inside those boundaries. Say boundaries. One of the great tragedies of dominion is people become insecure when they see other people succeeding. How come they doing so good? I serve the Lord. How come I'm gonna do what they do? Here's the problem. You don't know what they're sowing because you don't know their destiny. That's their garden. Stop trying to measure your growth and success based on someone else's garden. That's where God planted them. Let God deal with them. If you try to be them, who's tending to your garden? Did you hear what I said? The Lord planted a garden with you in mind, which means everything is there for your maximum benefit, blessing, and development. Every area of your life has been thought about. Watch this. This is going to bless you. I believe it will. So in the 15th verse, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you will die. So then the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'm going to make a helper for him. There it is. That must be somebody single. She was like, hey. Watch this next verse. Out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. It didn't say God told him what the name of it was. He created it and said, you got so much authority, whatever you speak, that's what it's going to be. If you catch this, we don't have enough carpet in here to run around on. Do you understand when you walk in the authority of God, that was the original intent, you can speak the stuff and just call it what it is and God will back you up? Hopes, dreams, aspirations, issues. God says, call it what you want. That's what it's going to be. Whatever he named it, that's what its name was. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God. I believe it happened just as he said, which means Adam had creative power in his garden.
Whoa, that's what I'm talking about. That's called awesome sauce. That's what's all over your screens. I'm telling you right now, nothing is the same. This is about dominion, claiming your God-given birthright. You were not born to be average or mediocre. You were created in the image of God. And since when has the living God made anything average? This is a moment that is going to change everything. I told you this word was one for the ages, and it changed my life when I got the revelation of what it is that God intended and how he intended for me to live. And I'm so grateful that Jesus finished the work that I couldn't. So just in case my armor's not strong enough, I stand behind the armor of my Savior, and he'll keep me covered because he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Sorry, Jesus. Listen, I already know what you're saying. How can I get this message again? Well, if you had DVR'd it, like I told you, you could watch it, but there's even more where that came from. And because TBN is committed to making sure you and your loved ones walk in dominion, we've created this resource, Dominion, Claiming Your God-Given Birthright, a 4-CD set. You can play it in your car while you're working out, while you're jogging or yogging. I don't know if the J is silent, but whatever it is you do, a love gift of any amount, call the number on your screen, sow a seed, get on the website, write a letter, get this resource in your house. Some of you might get a sword. Okay, you're not going to get a sword. Okay, this is my sword. But you will get the 4-CD series. And don't think that somebody else is going to give. I wouldn't be here right now if somebody else had not given before I got here. This is the legacy of TBN, that people have sown into the vision, and now the vision continues with a new generation of communicators. So grab this resource and let it bless your life. I'm telling you right now, no matter what you think, if you feel like you're in the valley of the shadow of death, just know goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. You've got dominion through Jesus Christ. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and get this resource and be blessed.
power, authority, influence. The Bible calls that dominion. In fact, dominion is a key biblical mandate that extends from common, everyday life into the spiritual realm of heaven itself. So why is dominion such a misunderstood concept for far too many believers? In his enlightening series, Dominion, Claiming Your God-Given Birthright, Pastor John Gray explains that it's time to stop living beneath the privileges that the Creator has given you. And to thank you for your gift of any amount in support of TBN, we will rush a copy of this special 4-CD series directly to you. The pace of life can often leave you feeling weary, lost, and confused. That's why John Gray wants you to fully understand the magnitude of the power God has given you. In this revealing series, you'll discover that dominion is not something you earn or work to acquire. As you listen to messages like Living Above Average and Destination Declaration, you'll realize that it's your birthright. Take a few moments right now to call, click, or write with your gift of any amount to TBN and receive your copy of John Gray's new series, Dominion, Claiming Your God-Given Birthright. Your generosity will ensure that TBN expands its reach around the world and boldly share the hope and power of the gospel to millions of souls. You are created in God's image, empowered with dominion. Call, click, or write us today.
This is what the enemy doesn't want to see. A believer who understands their authority and God-given dominion. When you can point the word of God directly in the face of your enemy and say, not today, devil, not in my house, not in my marriage, not with my kids. This is the power of TBN. We're going to continue to give you creative, refreshing, and innovative content. We're going to continue to push fresh voices and declare the word of God with excellence. If you've been blessed by what you've heard, we encourage you to sow a seed and get this CD resource, 4-CD resource, into your home. It's going to bless you. So grateful that you chose to be a part of what God is doing here at TBN. And thank you for tuning in to John Gray's World. We'll see you next week.